Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And this is Michael Wolfeld. I am the staff naturopath with PHP, Purium Health Products. And it's always a great joy to be with you all. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the subject of the products that we have. I've had many people say that we're having lots of calls about handing out gift cards, about how to make money, about different things, but never, we haven't really been talking about products that much. So we're going to focus a little bit more on that and give us a little direction. Now, before we do that, first of all, I do want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, joyful holiday season, which it always is. And an important note to start with, which really goes right along with choosing products, is keep in mind, especially when you are talking to other people. I get many people who call me and say, will this product cure or heal this problem? And of course, my answer is always no. And your answer should always be no. In fact, as we've said before, and I will say many, many, many times, because not only is it necessary to say this for our health and welfare of staying in business, but it happens to be the truth. Naturopathic medicine is older than any form of medicine on earth. And it was popularized, if we can use that word, 2,500 years ago by Hippocrates, who was considered the father of modern medicine. And before him, we had ancient healers from India and China. And the whole concept was always based on the fact that the body is self-healing. Now, what do we mean by that? Because this is important, right, to have an understanding of how this, in a simple way, how this works. And here's the deal. There is energy constantly pouring through our bodies. I think we all recognize this. If you have a heart attack and you drop dead, it doesn't do you any good to pour a green kamut down your throat, put an oxygen mask on your face, and you're not going to come back to life. All right, so there's something else missing. Well, what's missing is this energy. Some people call it life force, prana, whatever you want to call it. All right. Now, this energy is constantly flowing through ourselves, our entire body, and it enters all the time. And when cells start to either get clogged up or abused by one means, you know, one thing or another, I mean, it can be through stress, it can be through injury, whatever. When a cell starts to break down, the energy that is flowing into that cell is interrupted. And that cell then starts to malfunction. So when we take a living food, when we get chiropractic adjustment, when we take a medicine, of course, the downside of taking many medicines is that they have a lot of side effects that are negative. But basically, all these things, any of these types of methods, all they can do is stimulate that life-flowing energy to return to a normal operation. That's how it works. So there's no food, there's no medicine, there's no treatment. There's nothing that can be done externally that will bring about a cure. It's as simple as that. So the whole concept of naturopathic medicine is, because the body is self-healing, if we give the body the correct tools and we follow natural law, then and then only can a healing take place within the body. But the body's what's doing the healing. It's a self-endowed system. We don't have to even think about it. It operates automatically, but we have to cooperate with it, and that's the secret. You know, when we drink Coca-Colas 7 or 8 a day and eat donuts, we're not cooperating with natural law. You know, when we allow ourselves to be constantly under a state of extreme stress, we're not cooperating with natural law. You know, when we have tremendous amounts of negative thinking, when we complain, when we're always, you know, feeling blah, you know, nothing's going right, that slows that energy down. So it's very subtle, but a lot of it is very obvious. And so that's why it's so important to have an understanding of this so that we can actually cooperate with the healing response that our body's always trying to go through. And see, that's the other thing that's so critical to constantly remind ourselves. The body is always doing self-correcting mechanisms. And if you think about it, and it doesn't take a lot of consideration to recognize this, it's miraculous what is going on in our bodies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's nothing short of miraculous. We don't have to think about digesting our food. We don't have to think about the blood that's flowing through our blood vessels, our arteries and veins. We don't have to think about our diaphragm helping our lungs fill up and deflate. And we certainly don't have to think about our heart pumping, which it does without any rest when you come right down to it. And so all of this is self-regulated by the body itself. It's phenomenal when you think about it, absolutely phenomenal. And so the more we cooperate with natural law and natural lifestyle choices, the easier it is for the body to maintain its own healing mechanism and keep us fit as a fiddle. That's really what we're all seeking. We don't want to have to think about health. We just want to be healthy. And by making the right choices, we can attain that. And obviously some of us, you know, have started off less than optimally healthy, and so therefore we have to do a lot more to catch up. So it's really sort of that simple. Now, that being said, the main thing we want to talk about tonight is choosing the right product. And really one of the main categories that I think needs to be covered are the green products. As most of you know, we have barley juice. We have the Kamut blend. We have Best of Greens. We have More Greens. We have Scoop of Greens. We have the Love product. I mean, we have a lot of choices. Plus, we have chlorella, spirulina by themselves. And so the question is, how do I know which one of these to use? That's a good question. Now, the answer is not that complicated. The first thing that we need to be concerned about is a very simple word that most people have heard, and it's called compliance. Now, what does that mean? Well, that simply means that we want to make sure that whatever we choose to take, we're actually going to use it. I know this sounds pretty over the top obvious, but it really isn't. And what I mean by this is many people make a choice based on what they think they should take rather than necessarily what appeals to them. Now, for example, I've talked to several people who ordered the Love product. And it's a great product. I mean, we use it. I love it, you know. But two of these people, it didn't agree with them. And so when we started talking about it, and I said, well, you know, did you look at the ingredients? Well, it had a couple ingredients in there that they know they don't do well with. one category was mushrooms, and there's a group of mushrooms in there. And so obviously that's not that difficult. So it's more than just what satisfies the mind. It's what satisfies the actual need of the body. Now, overall, when someone tells me that they're not really good about eating vegetables and they don't really care for them, and they say, well, what should I, you know, what would be the best product for me? And I always say, well, if you can get used to the taste, I would say probably the best of greens would be good, because the best of greens is a combination of, you know, the cruciferous vegetable blends. It's got, you know, broccoli sprouts and, you know, the seaweeds, the algaes, the cereal grasses. So it's a real good variety of green plants from land and sea. And so if you're not eating a lot of, of dark green vegetables, that's a good thing to take. It really is. But it's not the most delicious product we have, I'll be the first to admit. And if you're going to mix it with a whole bunch of apple juice, then it may not be the best choice, okay? So that's why we have things like More Greens, because More Greens has many of the same ingredients as Best of Greens, but it has the rice bran solubles in it, and so it's creamier, and it's easier on the taste, okay? Now, of course, we have our Scoop of Greens, which probably is our best tasting of our greens because it has the apple flavor in it, and it's got Lohan. And so, you know, it's relatively user-friendly. But it's not our most green product. Now, frankly, just from a standpoint of bang for our buck, you can't go wrong with barley juice or the Kamut blend. I mean, price per serving is wonderful. It's a killer. It's below 15 cents a serving. And you do three or four servings of that a day, and you're in pretty good shape nutritionally. But once again, if you're not going to mix it with water, it's not going to be necessarily as good for you if you're going to mix it with, like some kind of bottled apple juice, you know, or because, I mean, it's just sugar water. And so what I always tell people who are starting to use any of our green products, especially if they've never done it before, I say, all right, well, you know, start by mixing it with half apple juice and half water, and make sure your apple juice is organic, obviously. And it's better if it's fresh apple juice, but even if it's bottled, okay, you know, that works. And do that for 2 days. And then go 60% water and 40% apple juice, and do that for a couple of days. Then go 30% apple juice, 70% water, and keep weaning yourself off of the apple juice, getting more and more to your 100% water. And I will guarantee that 99 out of 100 people, if they do this consistently, after a couple of weeks, they will actually start to get used to the taste of even Best of Greens, or the Kamut blend, or the barley juice. And after about a month, invariably people will say, you know, I like this. And the reason is because our taste buds have been so polluted with the wrong taste. You know, from the time we were kids, I mean, we got used to, you know, cookies and donuts and soda pop, and we weren't used to the taste of real food. And so we have to re-educate our taste buds. And like I've told this story many times, but when I was in college, you know, I just started getting into thinking about health. And I remember having a call from a girlfriend who said that somebody had brought over a huge box of Krispy Kreme donuts and asked if I wanted some. And I walked a mile and a half to her house to get some Krispy Kreme donuts. Yeah, I didn't go to see her. I went to see the donuts, to eat them. And, you know, as far as I was concerned back then, that was good. Good eating. Well, if you put a Krispy Kreme donut in front of my face today, I couldn't eat it. I mean, it's disgusting to me. I mean, it really is disgusting. And so that's just because my taste buds have become re-educated. Okay? So it's pretty simple. It just takes a little discipline. So that's the green categories. And I think everyone, bar none, should be using a green product of one variety or more. But like I said, the most important factor is compliance. Whatever you choose, be consistent in using it. Because if you're not, if it's just going to sit on the shelf, it doesn't help you. I can't tell you how many phone calls I get from people who ask me if their product is still usable because they've had it for so long. And of course, I sort of chuckle. I said, well, you know, any product that you buy, if you haven't used it up in at least 2 months, then you probably shouldn't have bought it in the beginning. And of course, then they sort of get the idea. But the point is that it really is about compliance. We want to be using this stuff because we want to re-educate ourselves to realize that by putting good superfood, nutrient-dense food into our system, we are actually participating and following natural law. It really is that simple. The diet of the world today is high calorie, low nutrient. And all we're really doing is nothing new. We're just simply going back to what people did many, many years ago. I mean, Paul Bragg, you know, talked about this. Norman Walker talked about this, you know, 50, 70 years ago. So, I mean, this isn't new. We're just sort of bringing it back to the forefront. It's the idea of eating a nutrient-dense, low-calorie diet. And we need calories. There's no question about that. But we don't want to eat calories that have no nutrition. That's what it's all about. Okay? So let's talk about some of the other items that we have. One of my favorite products is Joint Flex. Joint Flex has helped me for many years. In fact, I'm sort of the one that got us doing this because I've been using the ingredients in Joint Flex for 25 years. It helps my feet, which I had surgery on when I was a kid. But the trick of Joint Flex, it's wonderful for joints. It's wonderful for connective tissues. It's wonderful for rebuilding cells. So even if it's not about a joint, it can be very helpful if there's been injury and rebuilding needs to take place. It's very helpful for that. And it also is very good for people with chronic pain because it does have some white willow in it, which is natural aspirin. But the trick of Joint Flex is you got to take enough of it to start with. You don't have to take a lot of it forever, but you gotta load up on it. And what I mean by this is if you're over 18 years old, you pretty much got to be taking anywhere between 5 and 8 capsules 3 times a day. And if you're over 40, I recommend people start with 9 to 12 capsules 3 times a day for at least a couple of weeks. And when you start to feel some improvement, then you back off and you find out what the body needs because you have to build up a reservoir of the mucopolysaccharides in the body again. As we age, our mucopolysaccharide content, which is the main ingredient in Joint Flex, that's what the velvet antler and the greenlet muscle are all about. That as we age, that substance declines in our cells. And that is responsible for rebuilding, regrowth, repair. And so that's why you have to load up on it. The older you are, the more you got to take to load up, to start to see results, and then you can back off. Now, another thing that people always ask me is, do I need to take these products on an empty stomach, or, you know, do I take them with food? pretty much all of our products, with the exception of maybe one or two, can easily be taken on an empty stomach. Hard Aid sometimes is difficult for people just because it's a little spicy, because it has cayenne in it. It's perfectly fine to take on an empty stomach. I mean, we open the capsules. But if you're sensitive to spiciness, then sometimes that's helpful to, you know, take that with some food. I think Revivitol is best to take with food, just because that's not a 100% whole food supplement. It's an excellent product, and it really is very good, especially for athletes. It's good for mental clarity. It's excellent for the heart. And so that's very, very helpful. The probiotics and the enzymes can be, the probiotics should always be taken on an empty stomach. The enzymes can be taken on an empty stomach with the probiotics if you're dealing with parasites, if you're dealing with overgrowth of candida, because it helps to, it actually helps to deal with that. But if you're taking the enzymes for digestion, then you want to take the enzymes with food. And it's always helpful to take one at the beginning of the meal and maybe one in the middle. And one at the end if you're really eating a heavy meal, or if your digestion is really just not up to par, then it's good to use more of the enzymes to get to the point where your body is starting to produce more on its own. That's sort of the secret of that. Our good old Apothecary is one of our favorite products. It's one of our most popular products, and of course, people use that for two basic reasons. The number one reason is they take it to help them with sleep. And normally, if you take it anywhere between a half an hour and an hour before sleep, it really helps, especially if that's on an empty stomach. And obviously, mix it with water. It's pretty concentrated. It's very concentrated. So if you try and take it straight, it can actually sort of bother the stomach. Some people have commented about that. Mixed with water, it's fine. Some people have asked if it can be mixed with soda water. It certainly can. I'm not a big fan of soda water, but if that's what it takes to get it into you, then go right ahead. I know there are people who have substituted the Apothecary mixed with soda water for Coca-Colas they used to drink. And obviously, I think that's a much better choice. One of my favorite products is our Tropic Oil. And I have been using that for a long, long time. And I'm also partly responsible for having that in our product line, because I just always recognize that saturated fats are the way to go. We do not want polyunsaturated and unsaturated fats. They're unstable, and they actually can cause damage in the bodies. They can actually create free radicals because they're unstable. One of the incredible uses of the Tropic Oil is what I refer to as swishing. And that is, you take a teaspoon of the coconut oil, put it in your mouth, and you swish it around your gums and teeth for 20 minutes, gently, not like you're gargling, but I mean just swish it back and forth over your gums and teeth. Spit it out, and then rinse your mouth out. If you do that consistently, you will never have periodontal problems. It's phenomenal. I was told several years ago that I should have Roto-Rooter done to my gums because I had deep pockets and, you know, receding gums and things like that. And several friends of mine, one friend who actually was a manager at a health food store in California, had been telling me about doing this swishing with coconut oil for, oh gosh, probably a year or two. And because he had a lot of problems with his gums, and it straightened it out. And so, you know, when I had that diagnosis from the dentist, I said, you know, maybe I should give this a try, because, you know, he wanted me, you know, they want to make an appointment right then to have the laser surgery, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, I think I'll just hold off because I got to do a trip. And so I started doing the coconut oil swish. And by the time I went back to the doctor 6 months later, the comment was, well, whatever you're doing, it's working. And I never had that laser treatment. So it is phenomenal for that purpose. But it's also just a great healthy fat. Phenomenal as a healthy fat. And it actually, you know, is slightly, it operates slightly as a carbohydrate. That's what makes it unique. And that's why people often will lose weight using tropic oil. Now, some people have asked me about our skin products, and I can honestly say I'm very unfamiliar with those. I've not used them myself, and so I've always learned that the best approach is don't try and fake your way through something. I've talked to many people who have used them. I know that my wife puts coconut oil on her face. That's the only skin cream she puts on her face. I use coconut oil to shave, and it actually keeps me from cutting myself. The razor lasts a whole bunch longer, and I get a very clean shave. So that's my skincare regime. That's the basis of what we're about. But like I said, the most important thing to keep in mind is when you start choosing products, and like, you know, we have our Be Energetic, we have our Immunomax, our Virasure, you know, our C from Nature, our Amla Vitamin C. You know, we have a lot of varieties of products. Now, people always say to me, do I need to take a vitamin C product? Well, the human body does not manufacture vitamin C. So if you are not eating a diet that is rich in vitamin C, which means obviously the citrus fruits have some, but the dark green leafy vegetables also have some. Cabbage is very high. Green peppers are high. You want to make sure you're doing organic when those things are concerned. Broccoli is pretty high. So if you're not eating 5 to 7 servings of this kind of thing a day, then it's a good idea to supplement either with the Amla Vitamin C or the C from Nature. They're both alkaline forming. The C from Nature is a combination of several Amla, Kamu Kamu, and rose hips, and it's more of a combination product of just vitamin C concentrates, whereas the Amla Vitamin C is the Amla Indian gooseberry mixed with spirulina. And the spirulina, because it's high in protein, actually helps it assimilate better. So that's the secret and the whole reason why we do that. So, and in terms of the, the Immunomax and the Virasure, those are excellent as supporting the body's ability to have to deal with stuff. And we're always dealing with stuff. So that's, those are great products, and they should not be used ongoing. The Immunomax can be used, obviously, longer than Virasure, but I wouldn't use any of them for an extended period of time without taking a break. Be Energetic and the American Ginseng are both products that really support the adrenal activity and the glands. And so because so many people are really subjected to tremendous amounts of stress, the Be Energetic is a great product to help the body handle stress. And so is the American Ginseng. So it just depends on which one you like. And that's another factor that I always suggest to people when they say, well, what should I take? I say, well, one of the best things you can do is experiment. Try different things and see what floats your boat. See what your body actually likes. And you're going to find that sometimes you're going to change. You may go through a couple months where you just are really crazy about using Love, and all of a sudden you have a sense, oh gosh, I think I should start using more greens for a while. And so that's very good. In other words, follow your instincts. No one else can tell you what your body wants, and that's an important factor. And that's one of the reasons why we offer such a huge variety of products, so that your body has choices. Many network marketing companies have feature products, and that's it. And it's like one size fits all. Well, it doesn't work like that. Everyone's unique, and you have to find out what works for you, and what works for you today may not be the same thing that works for you next week. And so that's why it's a good idea to experiment. and that's always the best bet. Well, friends, it has been an absolute pleasure being with you again. I know I wasn't with you. I think I missed one because whatever the holiday was, so Thanksgiving, and then Dave and Amy did a one of mine because they felt that they didn't do that one. So we're back, and I will be back on the 26th, the day after Christmas. So, and we're going to have an interesting call that night. I think you'll really enjoy that, so I hope you join me. And I wish you all a very wonderful Christmas if you celebrate that, and happy Hanukkah if you celebrate that, and experience the joy of the season because it's tangible. Even if you don't believe anything, it's a real phenomenon. I mean, you see people, they're just happier. Some people get depressed, but that's a different issue. But there is a different energy that is apparent at this time of year. And so really tune into it and enjoy it and spread goodwill and kindness and happiness to people that you meet. That's really, in my book, how to celebrate holidays in the way that they were supposed to. So take good care. God bless. And I will look forward to seeing you, being with you, after Christmas. Take care and bye for now.